Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning. You thought that was a vicious debate. Wait till we talk WNBA draft.
Well, you were locked in, and it wasn't because of Caitlin Clark or any of the players. You wanted to see the WNBA commissioner.
Well, my new friend.
You guys are friends now.
That's right.
What's her name?
I believe it is Kathy Engelbert.
Okay, you going to bring her on?
Do you want her? I didn't even think. I didn't think it would appeal
bring
to
her
our
podcast.
Audience.
I don't care. Well, you know, that's... Now, according to some people, that's, you know, that's just the B squad, even though I'm like, no, we get to do deep dive stuff, but, you know, whatever.
Wait, D3 basketball and women's NBA?
Yeah.
Look,
wow.
You could say we don't cast a wide net, that we don't welcome everybody to our show. We are growing. We like to think that we were a big part of the women's revolution, this very show.
You could give a call to Kathy Engelbert Humperdinck. Let's have her on.
A former CEO of a major company.
What was the company?
Deloitte & Touche.
What's that?
Accounting firm.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with accounting firm. I can barely read or write, let alone do math.
You don't remember the commercial? Deloitte & Touche Accountants.
So I take it you didn't watch any of it, Kenny.
I didn't get home from baseball till 9 o'clock.
Okay. It went quick. I mean, it was moving right along.
I figured I'd know who would go 1 and 2, and I was right, and I felt vindicated. I was like, you know what? I've watched a boatload of women's college basketball this year, and I knew who'd go 1 and 2, and I was pretty excited that I knew who'd go 1 and 2.
Were you interested to see where Angel Reese went?
I mean, I knew she'd go in the top 10.
How many of these women had you heard of?
All right, here we go.
Let's go. Power rank the names that you have heard of that were drafted in the WNBA draft last night.
Oh, we're doing this all right? Oh, okay. All right, Caitlin Clark, Cameron Brink, Camila Cardoso.
I would add Cardoza number 2.
J.C. Sheldon.
Oh, yeah. Ohio State.
Yeah. Aaliyah Edwards. Angel Reese. That's it. That's it.
Not
7.
Not Daisha Fair from Syracuse, based on our series of text messages that we cannot reveal?
We did not text each other at all about person. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're going to have to go back and check your text.
Oh, my God. I can't stop bringing attention to those sort of things. Well, now I kind of want to know what you texted me about. I got to look like way too long to go on the pod or in the segment.
Check the text thread with one of the Campbells.
All right, that's enough.
Anywho, I gave it about 8 minutes, just because my curiosity. I wanted to see the start of it, see where Angel Reese went, and then I went on my merry way. Okay.
So okay, now they make their draft thing impossible to read. ESPN is the exclusive home of the WNBA, and they make it impossible.
Why wouldn't they just mirror the same thing they have going on for the NBA draft?
Who knows? All right. I know all those players.
Really?
That's more than the men's players I'll know.
That's more than the baseball draft.
I'll have to
you'll know.
Oh, no. Wake Forest has like 5 guys.
And you know their names?
There's, all right, here we go.
There's Nick Hurts.
Does wake
Let's
there's
go.
Nick Hurts. He rakes.
Rake your Demon Deacons.
I don't know. I only heard they got five guys, and they're a disappointment so far
I've
this year.
I've been to their restaurant. It's amazing.
Go. Boom. Number one.
Okay, when
Nick
is
Hurts.
In all seriousness.
Now give me a number two.
Nah, he's number one through three. That's how much I like him.
All That's right. good. Then we know where you stand. Yeah. When is the baseball draft, since this is a biggie for Guardians fans?
It's usually in June.
July 16th.
Oh,
July 16th.
Never mind. That's in July, not
And is
June.
This going to be the most Whoops. Anticipated MLB draft that we have had in this town?
Well, in Cleveland, probably. The only problem is you draft a guy, and then they just find ways to keep him down. Like Paul Skeens. Then a couple of years ago, who's the kid they just called up in Baltimore? Jackson Holliday?
Yeah.
Is that who it is? Yeah, there you go.
Matt Holliday's son.
That's Matt Holliday's son?
Yep.
Wow. Where do you play, Oklahoma State?
They're from Stillwater.
Yeah, brother, I know my college baseball, brother. I know it.
I wonder, will in all seriousness, will this town come alive come World Series, World Series?
No, why?
Because we have the number one pick.
Oh, I mean, okay, but if you want to round the Nick Hurts coverage, you go right on ahead. You're not giving me any answer over there. You're just kind of staring off into the abyss. If you want to do it, we'll do it.
It doesn't sound like you're that interested.
Well, I guess
we have the number one overall pick.
Well, I might have bigger fish to fry by then. What if the Guardians are doing really well? What if the Guardians are doing really well?
But it's the way the baseball is. It almost seems like the format. Is the format causing people to not get as excited?
I would imagine yes. It's a
In
July.
Which will have higher ratings, the WNBA draft last night or the MLB draft?
I would imagine the WNBA.
Really?
Draft. Yeah. How could they not be?
Where will the MLB draft be?
I think it's on MLB Network still.
I named one player.
Yeah.
In college baseball, off the top of my head, and you did. Yeah. No, I could have made up any name I wanted to. I could have said Firecrotch 6969 on Twitter.
Known.
And you would have known. You wouldn't have known. You would have thought it was just a person who plays baseball for Wake
Forest.
I
just wondered if this will be the year to change it, considering we have that number one pick. I thought maybe there'd be more interest in it.
I could have said David Robinson,
mm-hmm.
and you would have just believed it. Didn't matter. Could have said Tim Duncan, the baseball player, and you're like, oh, really? I go, no, they got a baseball player, a second baseman named Tim Duncan. He rakes. He bats .441. He was all Ohio. Wait a minute, that was Mitch. I could have said anything I wanted to. So yeah, the WNBA draft. And plus, that's on regular ESPN. What's the WNBA draft on? Is that on? Or the
MLB Network?
The MLB draft. That's probably on MLB
Mitch
Network.
Mitch said MLB Network 3 minutes ago.
Well,
believe him?
Some of that stuff he says goes through one ear and out the other.
I was wrong about the start date, though. It was the 14th of July, not the 16th.
Right. I can't
trust
you on anything.
Well, now I
got to
change my party. No. I had everything set up.
Damn it.
People are going to show up 2 days late.
PJ asks, is there a rule causing how much time you have to bring that player... How much time you have to bring that player up with the first overall pick? Like, he's not going to be in AAA for years, right? Depends. If he's good, then they'll call him up sooner.
I thought guys were starting to emerge a little bit quicker in Major League Baseball than, like, when we were younger.
It would be better because I think that we do pay a little bit closer attention to the College World Series. I enjoy the College World Series. I like college baseball. I enjoy the ping. I really do. You make fun of me for that, but I do. I'd like to see him be brought up a little sooner than later instead of spending 7 years in the minors or whatever it is. I would like that. So if you can start a guy off and bring him up, let's see where it goes. So I'm fine with it. Yeah, what?
Well, help me out here. Because I've always seriously wondered. Like, obviously, in the NBA, you get drafted.
I have some other somewhat breaking news coming up in a second.
Okay.
Go right on ahead.
You get drafted number one in the NBA.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play with anybody instantly. I mean, every year, for the most part, with the exception of Anthony Bennett, every guy can play, can jump in. Yeah, they're going to go through growing pains. They can play right away. NFL, man, it seems like, especially non-quarterback, those guys, and a quarterback can play right away. They'll just look overwhelmed, but they can. They can go out there, take snaps.
Usually they look good, and then they get caught up on, and then they look overwhelmed.
True.
Yes.
What is it about baseball that we think these guys can't play, and it takes them 5 years? That seems comically ridiculous.
There are a couple factors, honestly.
Go ahead.
One is, I mean, let's get the bad part out of the way first. One is service, major league service. Like, you're not going to call up a guy unless you're absolutely sure he can take care of himself because you have the minor league system, because then the clock's ticking. And if, like, if the Dodgers got the first overall pick, and yeah, I'm looking up at them on the TV right now. Like, if the Dodgers got the first overall pick, doesn't matter. Yeah. Like, money is not an object to them, but they would be in a system where they wouldn't have the first overall pick because they spend so much money. Same with the Yankees, you know, this, that, and the other, right? And then you have a team like the Pirates last year who got Paul Skeens, who I'm just learning how to say that guy's name right. And every highlight I see is just him mowing down batter after batter after batter after batter. It's every Nolan Ryan highlight film you could possibly see. And so they were all bickering and arguing whether or not he'd be brought up. And their whole thing was, well, he's not going to be brought up yet because he doesn't have enough time. They don't want to make sure and this, that, and the other. And really, it's just a way to play the money against the money, because if you sign a pitcher with the number one overall pick, the clock is rolling.
That guy was in college how long? I mean, he transferred, right? He's the guy that started Air Force and went to LSU.
You would know better than me on that one.
I don't know much about it, but
I've only learned about him recently.
You get no credit for the 4 years you spent collegiately? No.
So other than that, then they take it to the next level where then it's going, all right, now we have to get him seasoning. And there's just a lot of, I mean, I would say that the difference in baseball is such a tricky sport, because I'm going to start waxing on poetically here. You see, you watch him play every day. These are things you did when you were in Little League Baseball. Throw ball, see ball, hit ball, that type of thing. And it's just a totally different animal, a totally different level of thinking than anything that we are ever accustomed to. So for the general population, like, why aren't you just bring him up? Well, you play all these other guys at the same spot. It's a different level of thinking in the NFL. It's a different level of thinking in the NBA. Why do these guys take so long? I think because of the pace, the rhythm, the timing you have to think, and just the overall skill. The skill seems to be just so much more than it used to be. Not that it used to be, so much more than it is on the lower levels.
Well, and think about it, though. Let
me correct myself.
Think about how we handle pitchers and how this was a massive storyline.
And I'm just trying to rationalize it. I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, to everything you just explained, I understand. I'm looking at you. I'm looking you in the eyes. I'm like, all right, all that makes sense. What a stupid way to conduct business. What a dumb way. This is supposed to be about the fans. Like, this is supposed to be about getting people to the ballpark, about getting people to watch. And what you just did, everything you just explained is just a total killer of interest.
I was reading.
For the draft.
Yeah.
To watch kids in college and then to see them develop in the big leagues.
I was reading about Dave Winfield. This was last week. I can't believe you brought this up. You know, he spent no time in the minors. He got drafted and went right to the majors. And I just, the first thought I popped in my head, I cannot believe the difference in what he saw in Big Ten baseball as opposed to what he was seeing in the freaking major leagues. You know, just everything. Just the speed, the type of play, the overall talent, obviously. I mean, these are the best in the world at what they do, and I think it's just got to be a whole lot different. And, I mean, there's guys, and again, it's such an inexact science. I mean, Francisco Mejia, didn't he just get signed to a minor league deal? Wasn't he going to be the next big thing? Weren't we really upset when he was let go?
I just laugh, Kenny.
Yeah, in trades.
I laugh because we have right now this rash of pitcher injuries. So let's just look at the pitchers, for instance. What are we saying? Oh, the pitchers they're overworked. They are so worried, they're fixated on velocity, that it's not a matter of if they're going to get Tommy John surgery and do, you know, all this damage to their elbow, their shoulder. It's a matter of when. Okay, so what do? Leave them in the minors for 3 years. What? What are you talking about? Like, that seems so counterproductive.
If everybody's going to be getting the Tommy John.
Yeah.
Then it's like, well, if he gets the Tommy John in the minors, then that doesn't start the clock on him coming up to the majors.
Oh, my God.
Which is asinine, but that might be some level of thinking for some people. I wouldn't say the Guardians. I'm just saying for some people, fans, whatever it might be.
Well, just go get Tommy John's before you even need it now.
I think that has been suggested
that has
over time.
Absolutely been a conversation.
Put in an extra John or whatever you got to get in there.
I think people do not. My next door neighbor pitches in college baseball down at Capitol. Okay. That kid had Tommy John surgery 15 months ago. And he just pitched over the weekend. Like, for the first time, he pitched one inning, threw 10 pitches, did look good. Like, that's... like, people do not understand, like, the type of recovery that it takes from something like that. Because I did. I was very proud. I sent him a text. When you're in college, like, there's guys, when you're in high school, and you guys, everybody knows a guy like this. We're in high school, like, yeah, I'm going to go play football at Muskingum. And they get to Muskingum, they're there for like a year, and they're like, yeah, you know what? Time to start my life. I'm not going anywhere with this. Time to start my life.
Playing on Saturdays at noon or 1 o'clock in front of 800 people.
That when you were playing in front of 6,000 in high school, and it's like, you know what? Maybe it's a little bit different. Now, I know college baseball is a little different because D3 can be very competitive.
Marietta.
In college baseball, yes.
Many guys, national championships.
Guys can get drafted, but I also think that, you know, you have such a major injury like that and you're a pitcher. It's like, man, you're an adult now. You're not at home. You know, you're starting to think differently, more independently for yourself. You're like, do I really want to do this? Do I really want to go through all this? Or is it time to start my life's work? Something like that. So I think we've gone from, oh my God, Tommy John surgery, his career is over, to now we're looking at it like it's this easy thing. It's like, no, guys, like that's a long, long rehab. Life changes dramatically for young people in the course of 15 months, 12 to 16 months overall. I mean, they're saying that Shane Bieber won't be back when he first got it, 16 months, the recovery time. That's rough. That is rough. Coming up next in about last night, we have some white face mask news that might have been leaked by a Browns legend. That, the Guardians got a big win. We'll tell you why yesterday. And a baseball legend calls it quits. It's up next in about last night. Next, what are you laughing about? Oh, the octopus?
Every time.
Is that octopus or squid up there?
I don't know.
Squid.
It's squid?
It was squid.
That's got to be expensive. I don't know. Is that octopus? I thought that was octopus.
Yeah, Detroit is octopus.
I mean, that's got to be expensive, right? That's not a cheap fish.
No, it's not.
Okay. It's coming up next in about last. Not octopus, but everything else. Coming up next in about last night live on The Fan.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Oh, I loved it yesterday, Kenny. I know you love some good day baseball. How about even earlier? Do we even call that something earlier than day baseball?
Before noon baseball. Oh. I knew I'd love it, and here we are.
Bring me even more of it.
So nice.
I mean, if you're going to be on the road and you're not worried about attendance, yeah, I know people are at work, but who doesn't have their phones on them? Who doesn't have a way to stream the sore subject. But either way, be nice to be able to just...
safety off.
Doesn't that make the day go by faster at work if you have the Guardians on?
It's just so much better.
Just like we say all the time, how great is it when there's college basketball just during the day?
Yep.
Whether it's the start of the season or those weird tournaments in the Bahamas...
and because
or the NCAA tournament.
Because the game started so early yesterday, I saw 7:10 today. I'm like, God, going to be waiting forever for this game tonight.
I thought it was awesome. And now, lo and behold, your Guardians improved to 11-5, a 6-0 shutout victory over the Red Sox. You spoiled their Patriot Day. Does it get any better than that?
We're the real Patriots.
You spoiled their Boston Marathon Day, which, of course, I told you, I got home and my wife had it on the big screen.
I'm glad.
She was monitoring plenty of Cleveland runners.
You want to be passionate about something. How about Xavier Curry, by the way?
Yep.
Needed a good outing from a starting pitcher. Finally got a good outing from a starting pitcher in a place that we didn't know we were going to get. 5 innings, struck out 3, kept everything knocked down until they finally were able to break through. Tim Herron ended up getting the win. Boy, I love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, it was important, too. Because,
can't believe that Will Brennan ball was fair. What a weird stadium that is.
It is so bizarre.
God, I couldn't. I was like, oh, it's fouled. I saw him go. I go, oh, my God, it's fair.
Well, both those stadiums, both
pesky pole,
both New York and Boston, you just get results there that you're not going to get anywhere else in baseball. And there is a split on this. I love it. I love that the different stadiums are different dimensions. Maybe that would surprise you. I would think that's too gimmicky. I actually enjoy that about baseball. I do think it's cool.
About dimensions
being different and the way that you play in each stadium.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the, it's very different. Do you remember when we were young at Old Municipal Stadium, Kenny? This is taking it way back. Depending on
the
team.
We're the only two in this room who do. No one would, but no offense, he's from Oklahoma.
Depending on the team that they had, which for many years, obviously in the 80s, was really bad, they would just arbitrarily move
they had to
the
stop
dimensions.
That, by the way.
Yeah.
They were told to stop that.
But I remember if they were a speedy team.
I think it was a Bill Vec.
I'm telling you, even when I was young, they moved it a few times. Unless my memory is totally deceiving me.
Found out if Ted Bonda.
Someone's got to. Someone's got to
back and forth.
When McNamara was the manager.
Continue.
But this was big. You said you needed a good start.
Oh my God, did you ever?
Outside of Shane Bieber, this was from Sunday. Outside of Shane Bieber, Guardians starting pitchers, 55 innings, 31 earned runs, 33 walks, 5.07 ERA, and 44 strikeouts. There have been a lot of numbers to tell you this Guardians team is not good so far in the early parts of the year. There are some advanced analytics offensively to tell you this Guardians team has some issues.
Like what I need
They're
to do.
They're 11-5, Kenny.
I just got to get some guys to settle down, like settle down for the love of God, because Tanner Bibee's not where he wants to be. You know, it's like I got to get these guys. Once I can get them settled in and find some sort of a rhythm, I think we could be okay. I just can't keep putting it to the bullpen every time. So that's why I was so refreshed and excited about Xavier and Curry having the type of outing that he did yesterday. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get Bibee later today and then Lively. So this will be interesting on Wednesday because of the way that you had the rain situation and the postponement. Ben Lively is going to go on Wednesday. So a nice win, and they keep it going. And anytime, look, when you beat the New York Yankees the way you did in a walk-off fashion, even though you lost the series, then you get a chance to have one in the bag by 2 p.m., you've already got a victory,
yep.
And you've got into a new series with a tone-setting victory. I think it's awesome because this one, early on, you weren't finding yourself at the plate. You were struggling, and then they were able to pour it on. Nice to see.
It was very good.
Ken
I was very happy about that. And seeing 33,008 people at that game.
Oh, yeah.
Leave not thrilled.
Yep.
Because the Guardians won. Again, I can't believe that that was a fair ball, but obviously it was, and I'm happy about that, and glad we got the job done.
Rob in Streetsboro, sticking with the baseball theme.
In the borough.
Go ahead, Rob.
Oh.
Hi, yes. Rob.
How you doing?
We're doing well, Rob.
I'd like to comment about why these young kids in college are getting Tommy John surgery. I umpired for 15 years, high school, travel league. Is because these young kids at the age of 10, 11, and 12 are throwing curveballs, splitters, knuckleballs when their arms aren't even developed yet.
Rob, when did you stop umpiring?
About 5 years ago.
See, I can't believe, like, if you stop umpiring 5 years, I've been hearing about the ills of throwing curveballs too early basically my entire life, but it's been public now for, like, the last 10 years. I can't believe kids were still throwing curveballs when you were umpiring. I believe you. It's not like I don't believe you, but.
There was a kid in Streetsboro that pitched in 1980 for the high school. He, at 12 years old, he was throwing a knuckleball. By the time he got to high school, he would pitch 6 innings in a game. After the game, his arm was shot. Most kids, when they get taken out from pitching in a game, they go out and play it in the outfield or third base or something. he couldn't throw the ball from third base to first base with any kind of velocity because his arm was shot. He couldn't pitch for 2 or 3 days. They couldn't even play him for 2 or 3 days because his arm would be totally shot.
Yeah, I kind of just blamed it on genetics back then, Rob. Thank you
very much. Rob, for the call. Is everybody up at your home right now?
I'm not home. I'm driving.
Oh, perfect, Rob. Give us your signature strike three call.
Oh, please. Yeah. Tell us how you did strike three.
You're out. Three, you're out.
Boom. Thank you for the call,
strike
Rob.
Three. Rob, thank you very much.
We're building a list. We're building a
right
catalog.
Now, power rankings of strike three called Rob, then Mitch.
All right. By the way, X Reaction brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Coach Rob Fox says the Alex Cole team moved the fence back in 1991.
Oh.
Now, I fact-checked, and it said the fences were returned to their normal position for the 1992 season when Cole was traded. So they were using that. GM Hank Peters decided to move the fence back at Cleveland Stadium, including raising the center field portion to something akin to the Green Monster at Fenway Park for the 1991 season.
Good God. It's amazing.
I finally, my memory served me. Served me well. Isn't that crazy to think about? Just a random season. I'm a GM of a baseball team. We're going to change the dimensions of the field. So you're telling me you can't do that anymore?
No, because it's all, I mean, can you name a baseball stadium that's multi-use now?
I would put
now?
A little sliver that comes in all the way to 190 feet. But yeah. It's only for about a foot wide.
Continue, Tom.
By the way, your Cleveland Cavs are just 12-16. Since the All-Star game, that's stat courtesy of a quick Google and StatMuse, which I don't ever have any clue if StatMuse...
Yeah, but they make the cool graphic.
They do have a cool graphic every time, but it's all AI created. Is it legitimate? I don't know. Now I clicked on it. It says 12-17. So now they've gotten worse.
There you go.
Since the All-Star break, Brad Daugherty was on Afternoon Drive yesterday here on 92.3 The Fan and said, hey, wait a second. There are some reasons to be optimistic about this team despite their recent play.
I think there's been moments where the team has been, you know, it's been pretty good. It's been good enough to win games, but they didn't win the game, so to speak, because of mistakes. That gives you pause. There's no doubt about that. But I just think with a healthy Donovan Mitchell, you got a chance. And at the level that Jared Allen's played at all season long, you know, Evan Mobley's getting back into game shape. I like the physicality that he's added to his game. I think Darius is a year older. You know, I just think we've got the pieces and the talent. You know, there's just no reason that we shouldn't go out and be successful in these playoffs.
Brad Daugherty, of course, analyst, former Cavalier analyst on Bally's. We're going to get into this a little bit later in the show to see, you know, how optimistic fans were. We know yesterday was a dark day for a lot of Cavs fans. You know, they went from booing the team off the floor in a humiliating loss to one where they waved the white flag. And obviously, we're going to hear from the Cavs more this week. They're going to explain or have to explain a little bit more what their philosophy was. But as we get closer to tipping off the playoffs on Saturday. We still don't have an official game time yet. Kenny, I want to see if this city gets a little more excited than how we were feeling yesterday. Because it is the playoffs.
Oh,
it is your chance.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Because coming up next, I'm cooled off about the Cavs yesterday. Really, I think the Slippery Wizard just got me to say what he wants to in real life. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan. Tone Master General, we might have some news breaking overnight. And it comes from Browns legend Eric Metcalf, who posted a photo. Now, he lives on the West Coast. I think he lives just outside of Seattle. And it says, OG making a comeback in 24. Thanks for the love, Browns. It's a helmet. And it has the white face mask on it, Tone. I believe we're supposed to hear more about this tomorrow.
I feel like we've been hearing a lot about this for 3 months.
Well, I think we're supposed to hear it about officially tomorrow or later on this week. But yeah, it's Eric Metcalf, because we gotta report what we're seeing here. Eric Metcalf has a helmet, and it's a very striking helmet. It's very nice.
It's also glossy instead of
matte. You're right. We're going all the way back old school. Did you like the matte finish? Thought it was a phase.
You're right. There was a time when Matt originally came out, especially with the college football teams.
Yeah.
Who was the first? Do you remember? Was it Oregon?
I don't remember. Probably. They do everything crazy.
I think it was, but correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe Mitch can find that. Whoever had it first, I was like, wow. I love this. And then that lasted about one college football season. I think what I didn't like about the mat was under the lights, there was something special when I was young, seeing big NFL games, even Major League Baseball. I mean, just seeing that shine off the lights, always something that would have embedded. And Matt took away that, and I didn't like that.
There was like two. There was like two little eras there with helmets. Everything's always been glossy as long as they can make it. There was Matt, and before that, do you remember like the metallic flake? Like it would shine in the lights a little bit twinklier. Yeah, I remember those. And then that was about
like it.
It
was a car.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Now it's just exactly. Now it's just basically we're going back to glossier, which I like. And I know you don't have much of the take on the white face mask, so I won't be very
long-winded like that,
on it.
Because when they came back in 99, was it a white face mask?
Yes.
I remember that was something people were excited about in 99 when they came back.
Then they went gray, which I was like, okay, whatever. And then they went brown, and then they came back to white. So I like the white face mask. The Browns that I grew up with was white face mask. I like it. The Eric Metcalf posting it out there, you know, the two touchdowns on the punt return against Pittsburgh. Those are the ones I like. So, yeah, it's a throwback, and I like it. So the white face mask, and, of course, the logo will have to change, too, because their helmet is a logo. Their logo is their helmet. And so if they're going to have white face mask, they're going to change the logo, obviously, to reflect that. So there you go. So we see from Eric Metcalf on Twitter reactions, social media reactions on X, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. So we saw that, and eventually they'll make it official probably later on this week. So I got to call you out on something. I did not set out yesterday to get all worked up and angry about it. I didn't like that they laid down, and by the end of the first 40 minutes of the show, you had me ranting and raving and yelling out here like a crazy person. Now, this is two times in the last 3 weeks you've done this to me, where I didn't necessarily set out to go out there and go nuts, and two times in the last 3 weeks you've drawn it out of me. And I got to wonder. Now, I know that you're very manipulative, and I know that as much as I hate to admit it, the marble mouth of Crawford County can manipulate me as well. You've been very hard on the Cavs in the past. Are you just, I got to make sure, are you not just tricking me into saying what you want to say at certain times because you know you can trick me into certain things? Like with the Browns and with the Gardos, I can be pretty measured with this type of thing. But, man, you got me on something there with the Cavs over the last 6 months that has been building and building and building. And here we are, and this is two times out of the last 3 weeks, like 2 weeks ago. Well, Ken, it's been going on for a month. How could you be upset about something like this? And I go, how are you not upset about something? Where's your passion and anger about it? And then yesterday, like I came in, I'm thinking, all right, I hate that they just want to win one series and that's it. That's all they're trying to do. I don't like that. But I did not set out to start screaming and yelling and telling you to kiss my ass and all that stuff like that. You got that out of me, and I was a little bit upset because I'm thinking, you're the guy who's been so nasty about him over the last, ever since Colin Sexton, you're the one who's been that way.
I want to be clear. I appreciated your emotion yesterday.
But I didn't set out to be emotional.
I understand. I totally understand. I think a lot of people, you were not alone. I think way more people agreed with you yesterday, had a bad taste in their mouth about how the season ended, about their strategy. And I think the Cavs still have some explaining to do because while I understood parts of their strategy, I didn't understand all of their strategy in real time. I just always thought, especially doing what we do, we're a conduit to the fans in many ways. We never want to take for granted that not all the fans think the same way. Fans are entitled to have very different ideas, very different opinions about things going on with all three major sports teams in this town. I always think this show reflects that too. We have different ideas.
Obviously.
Our friends have wildly different opinions about the Browns, Guardians, Cavs.
Our friend groups could not be more different.
But at times, they can be fractured. They can have different ideas. The one thing I thought we always held sacred in this town is once the playoffs start, all right, let's go. Let's get excited. It's playoff time. We have theme songs. We used to do music festivals in this town. And I felt yesterday, Kenny, unfortunately, and maybe you were more reflective of the fans because I think more fans agreed with you. I think, unfortunately, we were finally on to the next season. We are finally on to the postseason.
This is
supposed to be what it's all about, and nobody seemed excited.
I don't think they gave him that chance, though. With the way that things unfolded, you know, people look at this team, the moves that you've made, the way that things have unfolded, they want to believe that this is a team that's supposed to be built for the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, we were thinking that halfway through the year. You bring up injuries, you bring up whatever you want, that's fine. But I think a lot of people were thinking of that. And then when you get Donovan Mitchell back, and I know he's not at 100%, but you get Donovan Mitchell back, you get Evan Mobley back, and I tell you, guys coming off injuries, Evan Mobley clearly looks like he's been the best. Isaac Okoro's clearly been fighting it. Like, yeah, there's legitimate reasons, and we've been over the Darius Garland thing. There's legitimate reasons they've had these problems, but I didn't think I'd get the quarter from you that you've given to the Cavs here over the last 3 weeks. And yesterday, I really did. I go, all right, I'm going to shoot my mouth off here and go crazy, and then by Friday, am I going to turn it around? Nope, you made sure I had to do it because I didn't set out to do it. You made sure I had to because then all of a sudden I'm getting blamed for things that I said in jest.
I think that part of it, it's probably been a little frustrating to work with me and diagnose, you know, specific Cavs games over the last month, because there became a point where the only thing I cared about was getting Donovan Mitchell healthy for the playoffs. Like, we could hyperanalyze game in and game out. And again, I had the numbers. They've not been good since the All-Star break. At a certain point, it just becomes, all right, who are they going to be once the playoffs start? And will they have a shot? Will they have a shot to win a playoff series? Will they have a shot after that to win another playoff series? I'll admit, does not look good now that they are in the fourth spot.
That's kind of what I want to ask.
Does not look good in that second round.
But
you never know. You never know how these things with injuries, things that happen. Jaylen Brown could slip and all of a sudden twist an ankle, and you could be on cruise control in the first round. You could be playing an inexperienced Orlando team, find your stride, and start to look and feel confident. Like, you can start to get things together through the course of a playoff.
And what
stretch.
If they don't? Do the gloves come off with Anthony Lima then?
Of course they do. Of course they do. But I didn't understand in the month leading to where we are now, when Donovan Mitchell had to rest certain nights, when Darius Garland had lost all confidence. Like, at that point, I didn't understand breaking down the Cavs on a small scale, night by night basis. Like, at that point, it's get me to the playoffs when my guys have potentially more health, more of a rotation that JB wants to use. And lo and behold, here we are. Here we are. Like, we have a week. Finally, this team has a chance to get healthy. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna stare you in the face and lie to you that I think this Cavs team is gonna make some deep run. Like, they have the Boston Celtics if they beat Orlando. But let me at least get excited about something they couldn't do last year and failed to do, which was win a playoff series move on to the next round.
And I won't back away from anything I said yesterday, because I do think that the frustration lies. It's not a despair. It's not a feeling that they'll never get it right. I think it's a feeling of frustration, because I think the fans have higher goals for the team than the organization does. And I think that the fans feel that that's a problem. I think the fans want to have lower expectations than what the team does. We're used to that. We feel better in that way. And it's not that way with the Cavs. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, listen, you can be as hard on the Cavs as you want. You didn't upset some basketball god. None of that hocus pocus is going on next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.